time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Brandon Hyde met with the media following the Orioles' win over the Red Sox on Monday afternoon.
Yeah.
That was, for me, one of our more complete offensive games of the year, just using the whole field, hitting with runners in scoring position. The way we ran the bases was fantastic. Moving them over, getting them in, playing really good situational baseball. So that was really nice to see our offense have a complete game today. Yeah, no, he's taking good at bats and staying on the baseball really well. He's got huge power. Hasn't even shown that yet, but he can use the whole field. And he drives the baseball and done a nice job defensively also when he's been out there. Yeah. That was awesome. Also, two more swings after that, his next two at bats. The Rafaela made a great catch on him in center field there. He squared up, and he squared up the last ball too up the middle, just got a bad break off the mound or off the pitcher to Smith at first base. But swung the bat much better today. That was great to see.
What do you think of Cole?
Cole gave us everything he had. I mean, that was his workload has been interrupted, and he went 50-something pitches in St. Louis, and then 4 days later he gets up over 90 pitches and gets five complete innings for us, shutout. So awesome job by Cole keeping him off balance.
There are some pitchers who get kind of just discombobulated if you move them around in rotation to the bullpen and back. Just what does it say about Cole that he can do what he's done the past couple of weeks, even though he's gotten moved?
Well, he's kept a great mindset, so he's stayed positive. He's really a team first guy. He's saying all the right things. I'm sure he wants to start. I'm sure he wants to know the routine that he's going to be on. But he's doing everything he can to put himself in position to have success because of a really good mindset and helping out the team any way he can.
On that note, how important is it for him to get out of that bases loaded jam in the fourth?
Yeah, huge. Really good job of pitching when the game is still in balance, and for him to leave with a zero there, make some big pitches when he needed to, because he doesn't get out of that inning. Stuff our bullpen completely changes on a day that we would love to stay away from some people, and so that was awesome him getting, be able to get out of that inning.
Brandon, it's not that many seasons ago that a game like today, there might have been a lot more Red Sox fans here, 40,000 O's fans mostly.
Yeah, I think really second half of last year that really you saw a big time switch, and when we played especially some of the AL East teams, how much more Orioles fans are in the seats, and you can hear them, and they were loud today and enjoyed the condiment race and the giveaway, but everything was there. There was a lot of energy in the ballpark today. It was great. I actually missed it. I missed it, but I'm going to make sure I get a video of it. I'm really into it. Yeah, it changes for me daily. I'm kind of a mustard relish guy on my hot dog, so I pull for those.
Did you know it was happening?
I saw the shirts, so I figured that we had something going on. I know that it's always a big part of the game. I guess today we had it live, but that was that's always a big part of the. You hear a big roar in the crowd when either we're winning or losing when that race is going on the Jumbotron.